That's it.
Nobody's going to say my name. Where's the guy that says now here's... all right. Well, you don't want to miss any of today's show because anything could go wrong at any second. We're in a whole new studio right now. And how does that sound? A little overprocessed, don't you think? That's a lot of processing on there. Well, anyway, we got lots to get to today. Hey, Joe Bartlett, I can't talk to him, right? I don't want to bore you with the details, but we're... Our old studio is still there, but we're in the new studio, which is many, many blocks away. And apparently he can only go to the old studios. His audio, it's already kind of boring. Anyway, we'll see what happens. So keep listening just to see if I stay on the air for the whole 2 hours. Lots to get to. We'll get to Elon Musk and Twitter and the smoking guns that have been revealed. It's pretty bad, pretty embarrassing. For the FBI, for the Biden administration, for the media. There's a massive cover-up going on now. We'll get to, the big runoff is tomorrow, Warnock and Herschel Walker. This is a fascinating case in Georgia. Herschel Walker against Warnock. They pretty much deadlocked in the voting, so you have a runoff, and it's tomorrow. It looks like Warnock has a little bit of a lead in the polls. You'll keep hearing from the corrupt media that Walker is way behind. He's a disaster. He's the worst candidate ever. That's all you hear. He's the worst candidate. There's never been a candidate worse than this guy. He's horrible. Meantime, just to beat this guy, they've had to spend $400 million, unheard of, for a runoff Senate race. Romney spent $400 on his presidential campaign. So if he's such a bad candidate, why do you need $400 million just to try to beat him? And apparently with the $400 million, he still wasn't beating him. So an emergency call went out to Barack Obama, who flew to Georgia over the weekend and furiously campaigned for Warnock. So they're trying to push him over the top. Now, total corruption in the media. I'm watching the NBC Nightly News last night. This is the most corrupt thing in the world, this NBC Nightly News. I can't believe... they've just dropped all standards, nothing. So last night, they're trying to take out Herschel Walker. They're trying to wipe him out. They're trying to smear him with this opening piece, 10 minutes about how Herschel Walker has been accused of domestic abuse. And they interviewed a neighbor who said she heard about this domestic abuse, somebody else, domestic abuse, you know, with his wife, and went on and on and on with this piece about Herschel Walker, and then to the next story. Well, they forgot to mention that the opponent, Warnock, is also accused of domestic abuse. In fact, his own wife said that he ran her over with his car. So how do you do that piece and not mention the opponent has domestic abuse allegations? Totally corrupt on the part of NBC News. Then on Friday, you have this horrible smoking gun release from Elon Musk. And I would have thought when the Twitter people left, they would have wiped everything clean. They should have called Hillary Clinton, got some of that bleach bit, and wiped the servers clean and destroyed their emails. But apparently, they were unable to. So Elon Musk was able to go into all the Twitter servers and stuff, email accounts, and produce the actual paper trail of what these guys did to help Joe Biden get elected. At Twitter, a bunch of these executives, their legal counsel, collaborated with the FBI and the media to wipe out the Hunter Biden laptop story. Remember, they claimed when that laptop came out that it was disinformation, Russian disinformation. It wasn't real. And we now know for an absolute fact the FBI had the laptop and had it for many, many, many months. So, of course, it was real. The FBI had it. They knew it was real. Besides all the other ways you'd know it was real, they could just take the DNA off the laptop and see it. It had Hunter Biden's DNA all over it. It was his laptop. So the FBI got involved in the presidential election, trying to tilt it towards Joe Biden. The FBI saw what was in the laptop. They'd had possession of it long before Twitter, so they knew all the bad stuff that could come out. So they concocted this whole fable that it wasn't real. It was Russian disinformation. The swamp got those 50 disgusting, corrupt guys to sign a letter. Clapper, Brennan, Hayden, all those corrupt swamp guys signed a letter saying, this is Russian disinformation. It isn't true. How could they claim that? Well, they were lying, and they knew they were lying, because if you read the letter way down at the bottom in the little fine print, it says we have absolutely no evidence to back up anything we're saying We're just saying this. So they covered it up. We now know the FBI, everybody colluded to hide that laptop through the election. And it could have affected the election. It really could have made a difference, because if you found out, I mean, we knew what Hunter was doing all over the world, but if you found out that Joe was skimming money out of that and collecting money out of that and taking payoffs from that, that could have really affected the election. Remember, it came up in the debate when Trump brought it up. Biden and the corrupt moderator, Chris Wallace, started screaming, "It's Russian disinformation. We can't allow you to say it. Russian disinformation." Well, it turns out it absolutely was real. The whole thing was real. There was a cover-up. And Elon Musk, when he got a hold of all these emails and all these things proving it, brought in the journalist Mike Taibbi. Now, that was a good choice because he's not a conservative. He's more liberal, and he'd been a big hero to the liberal media. You could see him all over MSNBC. So he was a guy both sides respected, and they let him give out all the information. And now you're seeing smear campaigns against Mike Taibbi trying to destroy him. Whole thing is just disgusting. It's actually kind of frightening when you see the collusion that took place here. And you look at these corrupt Sunday shows. Chuck Todd, George Stephanopoulos, for an hour on these two shows. Never, ever mentioned this story. It was the biggest single story of the weekend. And they deliberately didn't mention it. No mention of it. They refused to cover it. The New York Times won't cover it. Washington Post won't cover it. Biggest story of the weekend. Shocking what happened. And they won't cover it. They also fabricated this story about Donald Trump called for suspending the Constitution. Well, no such thing happened. There was a couple of tweets on his own social media, Truth Social, where he said, we should undo that election of 2020. Despite what the Constitution says, we just undo the election. So he never called for suspending the Constitution. He called for doing something about that election, no matter what the Constitution said. And there are many times where in government, they'll do something that isn't in the Constitution. You just went through it. Remember when the virus came, all of a sudden they told you, you can't leave your house. You got to stay home. You're not allowed to open your business. I mean, that's obviously against the Constitution of the United States. But in an extreme case, the government will do it. So this whole fake narrative was, and these guys, George Stephanopoulos and Chuck Todd, just play along with this nonsense, repeating all through the program that Donald Trump called for suspending the Constitution. Nothing ever happened. If he ever did that, they would have put it right up on the screen. Here, read it. Here's what he did. But obviously, they didn't do that because it never, ever, ever happened. Michael Goodwin will be with us in a few minutes. He wrote quite a column about all of this. So just an awful, awful situation. Also, we got lots to get to. We'll get to, that Neil Diamond musical. Oh, my God. Everybody was looking forward to that. Big Neil Diamond fans. This great Neil Diamond musical. It opened last night. Standing ovation. Audience loved it. See the reviews today? Brutal. Brutal. They killed this thing. So anyway, we'll take a look at that a little later coming up. Let's see. Also, French President Macron, he went to New Orleans and had a surprise meeting with Elon Musk. Now, Elon Musk was a great, great hero in this country. The Tesla, his spaceship, all of that kind of stuff. And now, most hounded guy in the world, he's had to quadruple security around him. I mean, he's really in a dangerous situation now, the poor guy. But he did go meet with Tim Cook last week. He met with Macron over the weekend. So mainstream media may be out to destroy him, but a lot of big people are taking him very seriously. Anyway, we're in our new studio. How does it sound so far in there? Sound okay? I don't know. No, we're going to take some calls in a minute. This will be the big test, see if the phones work and all of that. Hey, actually, let me play a cut here. Just to see if this actually works. We're testing out everything here. Eric Adams, a lot of flack over those migrants. What's he going to do with them?
Selfish Week is on Power 105.1.
DJ Self is in the...
Well, that doesn't sound like the Eric Adams cut, does it? No, I don't think so. Sounds like Power 105, our other station, which is right down the hall. Let's see what happens if we play this Eric Adams cut. Nothing. Okay, that's good. This one. Let's try this one here.
Selfish Selfish Weekends on Power.
Oh, right back to that. All right, we've answered the question of whether that works. I guess it doesn't. But we'll get all these bugs worked out. And we're figuring 2024, we'll get them. Now, this happens first day in a new studio. I don't know. Do you like this look? We'll put it up on Instagram at some point. I don't know. Everywhere you turn, there's a 65-inch TV monitor. I'm probably getting radiated to death by these monitors. There's like one on every wall. Also, we got lots to get to today. Transit Authority, the Thruway Authority, wants another toll hike. Now, can you believe this? Transit hike, raise the fare on the subways, raise the tolls on the highways, raise the tolls on the bridges. Then they want to put a congestion pricing tax on this. Now, there's some politicians, and they're absolutely right, calling for a full audit of all of this stuff. You know, you keep asking for all this money. We need more money. We need more money. Let's see a full audit of what you did with the money we gave you. Let's see how wisely and effectively you spent it before we hand you any more money. And Tish James's office, now this is interesting, is being accused of covering up sexual harassment allegations against her own chief of staff. You remember she went after Andrew Cuomo and knocked him out of office with those sexual harassment charges. But her chief of staff, who's a guy who's 38 years old, has been slapped with multiple sexual harassment complaints. Her office confirmed this on Friday. But according to a Cuomo spokesman, you know, they're keeping tabs on her. He says the AG was actively lying about her probe by her own definition. More proof that she's corrupted the AG's office, abusing power to further her own political ambitions. Well, you see that kind of with the Trump investigations based on absolutely nothing. Nobody can figure out what the hell she's investigating him for. In fact, it's so flimsy, it's impossible for her to do any criminal charge because it would just get thrown out. So instead, she's filing it as a civil charge where the standards are much, much lower. Hey, Saturday Night Live, you know, they were trying to destroy Herschel Walker with the opening sketch, really trying to go after him. You know, they keep telling you what a stupid, bad candidate he is. Meantime, they're going crazy trying to stop the guy. Sunday shows, the same thing. But, you know, I don't think they realize Saturday Night Live and the Sunday shows that you've been so over-the-top biased for so long. You've been so far to the left, so slanted, that you drove away independents and you drove away any Republican viewers. So the only people watching, same thing with Colbert, the only people watching are these diehard left-wingers. So the problem is, when you then try to go after Walker or try to knock out Walker or try to hurt Trump, you can't. Because you drove away the audience. The only people left are all the people that agree with you. So you're basically now, all you can do is preach to the choir. Now you're just bobbleheads nodding to each other in an echo chamber. So you've kind of taken away all your power to do anything by that. Anyway, we'll get to what's her name? Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. Does anybody know who these people are? I mean, a week ago. Have you ever heard of TJ Holmes? This is apparently, it's not just Good Morning America, which I never watch. It's the third hour of Good Morning America. I didn't even know there was such a thing, but they got caught in this affair, and apparently now they're just like the Donald Trump double down, triple down method, acting like a couple right now. TJ Holmes, apparently multiple affairs before all of this. That doesn't bother me. I mean, he's not a priest. I mean, he's a TV anchor. Good-looking TV anchor. I assume these guys are having affairs with everybody every which way. I mean, you don't want to be like Matt Lauer grabbing and groping, but a consensual affair? I assume it happens all the time. Anyway, check out the webpage. Let's see. I'd like to tell you what's on it, but let me see. I forgot to bring it up. I don't know. Well, every day we put up all kinds of new videos. Oh, I think actually we have one. You know, Joe Biden has an incredible history of lying. I mean, amazing. Way back to the beginning, how many times this guy has been caught lying? And years ago, when the media was legitimate, they would cover it. So take a look at this. You will not believe how legitimate the media was back then. Watch this. It's like an ABC News report, Sam Donaldson and all that, and an NBC News report about how bad a liar Joe Biden is. Watch this from years ago. Hey, also, this is Tim Cook. He's got big problems with China. You know, they're covering up all kinds of stuff happening in China. And they helped China squashed the riots over there. So watch Tim Cook. Reporters are yelling questions at him. Watch him duck the questions. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. Breaking news. I must correct my last report. Breaking news. Remember it said TJ Holmes, Amy Robach, third hour, Good Morning America. Apparently, ABC executives have stepped in. They're taking a hard line, it says. They have taken them both off the air. TJ Holmes and Amy Robach are off the air. We just want to announce this because nobody would probably notice otherwise. But boy, that's you're not allowed to sleep with your co-host. It's consensual. I mean, I understand taking Matt Lauer off the air, but these two? And this doesn't make much sense because who the hell watches the third hour of Good Morning America? With this kind of publicity, everybody will be watching. The ratings will be huge. If you don't have them on there, that's going to hurt. So they're both both off the air. Boy, they take a hard line. You're sleeping with somebody? Oh, wait, we can't have this. Meantime, you got totally corrupt George Stephanopoulos slanting the news, election tampering, nothing. You don't do a thing. All right, this is a big moment. Let's see if this works. We're going to try to take some calls. I don't know what's going to happen, but let's see. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, are you there? I hear a phone. Ryan, are you there? Ryan? Now, this could just be a Ryan problem. Let's go to Dave in Chicago. Dave, how you doing? Well,
all right. Let's go to.
Hey, who's this? I hear somebody.
Kevin.
Where are you calling from, Kevin?
Rockland Beach, New York.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This whole show is going to be like a hearing test. So we got one phone line working. And what do you want to say, Kevin?
Rockland Beach, yeah. I'm calling in regards to. I'm a conservative overall, but this whole issue with, like, refusing someone to do business based on their, the cake thing, because the couple's gay.
Yeah.
I feel at all, like, businesses should not discriminate against people, whether, gay or religion or anything. I don't know, that's just my opinion that they shouldn't.
I agree with you. Nobody should discriminate against anybody. The gay thing was like a religious thing. If you're, some very, very conservative religious anti-gay. But you're right. The law should protect everybody. You think we should try another one? Okay. It doesn't say who it is, but it just says anonymous. Let's go. Are you there? Right. Hello?
This is Dave in Chicago.
Oh, Dave in Chicago. How you doing, Dave?
Very well, Mark. Good morning. Welcome to the new studios. Mark, I have a question, if you please. President Biden, with the price of gas dropping due to less driving, will he be refilling the strategic oil reserves anytime soon?
Well, you see, thanks for calling, Dave. Good question. There's another example of totally corrupt media. They didn't really cover that. Biden, you're not supposed to do this. That strategic emergency reserve of petroleum, that's for wartime. Emergencies like that. He was draining it to get gas prices lower leading up to the election. He was taking out millions and millions and millions of barrels. You are not supposed to do that. And now that the election's over, he doesn't have to keep doing that, but we have a big shortage coming. We have a tremendous shortage of diesel fuel coming. Now, the whole thing is insane because he shut down a lot of our oil production in this country. Enormous parts of Alaska oil production, enormous parts of Texas oil production shut down pipelines and that caused the shortage and then drains the strategic reserve to try to make up for it in the weeks leading up to an election. It's the stupidest thing in the world. Nobody would ever be able to get away with this if the media didn't cover it up. They should have been all over it. But again, big problem, total corruption of the media. Let's go to Ryan in New York. Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
Good.
I can hear you now. I can hear you great. I feel like I'm in Cape Canaveral in 1960 or something.
That's actually where we got the equipment. This is like we have Sputnik control boards here. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got to work out the kinks here. But the thing is, I look at it. The country's going crazy. Mark, Providence has already given out reparations to Black Americans and to Native Americans. They're looking at it big time. They're hammering away in California, getting ready to do it in California, reparations. So it looks like everything that we don't want is coming to us, and nothing ever goes our way. I mean, wouldn't, if it was just a coincidence, all these things happening, wouldn't something go our way? Nothing goes our way.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Ryan, thanks for calling. Not a great call, but we were using him to test the audio, which is setting levels with him. But anyway, let's go. We're in our new studio today. First time ever. Everything seems to be working okay. Let's go to Rich, who's calling from somewhere. Rich, South Carolina. Rich, how you doing?
Pretty good, Mark. You know, when I'm on cue holding, we can't hear the show. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And, you know, I called a couple of times, and ring once, go dead, ring twice, go dead, and I finally got through. But, hey, this whole thing with Elon Musk and all these Twitters, this is going to be the biggest scandal in this country's history. It's bigger than Watergate, and, of course, like you said, the press is corrupt. Nobody's going to jail. Nobody's getting in trouble. The whole thing's just going to blow over, and the news does the same thing they do. They just forget about it and hope it goes away.
Yeah, absolutely right. Thanks for calling. You know, it is a big, big deal that Twitter deliberately censored the laptop story and removed the New York Post. Now, think about that. The New York Post is the oldest newspaper in America, founded by Alexander Hamilton. Can you imagine them getting their Twitter account shut down? They were banned from Twitter, all because they were publishing the Hunter laptop story. Now, you could argue, well, it's a private company, and Alexander Graham Bell invents the phone. That was a private company. Can you imagine when he invented the phone, if he said, well, if I don't like what you're saying, you can't talk on my phone. It becomes a utility, and you gotta do something about that. You can't allow this to happen. So thank God for Elon Musk, and he's straightening that out. But the total corruption of Stephanopoulos and Chuck Todd and Lester Holt and all these guys not to cover the story. New York Times still will not cover the startling Twitter revelations. They just won't cover them. Hey, we're going to take a break. So, new studio. Everything seems to be working in here. We got the phones working. Now we're going to have a guest. Let's see if that phone works. It's Michael Goodwin, who wrote an amazing column. We'll talk to him next about this media cover-up, election tampering, and collusion. We'll do that in just a second. Well, Michael Goodwin, the finest columnist in America. You can read him every Sunday and every Wednesday in the New York Post, and great to have him with us. Michael Goodwin, how you doing?
Good morning, Mark. Thank you.
Hey, listen, you wrote a blockbuster column yesterday about the Twitter revelations. Obviously, that's the big story. Are you shocked that if you watched all the Sunday shows, no mention of it anywhere?
Well, thank you for watching those shows, Mark, so the rest of us don't have to. Hey, before we get started on this, could I just share a little gallows humor?
Yeah, go ahead.
This apparently is a true story. It comes from Europe. It says, German euthanasia clinics refusing unvaccinated customers. So you have to be vaccinated to go get euthanasia in Germany.
Well, that's like the old joke about that's the old joke when they kill you and you get the death penalty. Why do they sterilize the needle before they give you the injection?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's somewhat like this, but you see, okay, you're vaccinated now we can kill you.
So that's
unbelievable.
So what do we do about this? You know, even the New York Times has not covered the Twitter revelation. They're just ignoring it.
Well, of course, because it involves them in not a flattering way. Look, I really believe, Mark, that we are in uncharted territory here with this collusion between the government, particularly the FBI, big tech, and big media. And I don't think we've ever seen anything like it. And it's now happened in two presidential elections. It happened in 2016. We know that. The FBI spying, the whole Trump Steele dossier was a fiction of the Clinton campaign that the FBI swallowed and used it to get the warrants to spy. the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, all the, they piled on to this narrative because it suited their political preferences. They wanted Hillary Clinton to be president. Well, they lost that, but they were not going to lose in 2020. And so they're back again. And with the declaration from those same suspects that the Hunter Biden laptop stories that the Post published in October of 2020, they had to rush to shut that down. And they did. And they successfully shut it down so that millions of people never heard about it. And many of those people, I believe in one poll, it said 8% of Biden voters said they would not have voted for him had they known about his involvement in his son's influence peddling schemes. But they only didn't know about it because the media, big tech, refused to publish it.
Wow.
And they had those former intelligence officers coming out right before the presidential debate, throwing Joe Biden a lifeline, saying the stories have all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. Although we've never seen it, we know Russian disinformation when we see it. And so I think you really have this collusion of in two presidential elections of big tech, the legacy media organizations, and the government, the FBI in particular. I mean, this is serious stuff. How do you have a democracy if you have this alliance working against democracy, wanting to pick the president? It's pretty shocking. And I, you know, as you and I have discussed before, Mark, I find I'm somewhat astonished at my own words when I hear myself say these things, because I want to believe in the FBI. I want to think it's an honest law enforcement agency, but it's clearly not. It's clearly corrupted by politics, by greed, by power-hungry leaders who lie and cheat to try to steer an election. That's what they did. They did it twice. When are we going to stop giving them the benefit of the doubt? I think we need a house cleaning, and I hope that the Republicans who take control of the House of Representatives in January will ferret this stuff out. I don't think there's anything more important than this stuff. I think if you don't have trust in the democratic institutions, you don't have a democracy.
Yeah, but whatever the Republicans in Congress do or come up with or reveal, won't the media just do the same thing they did with this Twitter story, just refuse to cover it and ignore it?
That's true, but here you have now millions and millions of people, thanks to Elon Musk and thanks to the New York Post and other publications. Now we know more than we did Friday, right? So breakthroughs are possible. The one thing that's not possible is we can't give up on this stuff. Because if you do, if we give up on this, what are we saying? It's over. Right? They're going to win. They're going to win every election because they're going to find some way to manipulate the public's knowledge. We can't accept that as good enough. I mean, I think it's worth fighting for. And so, thankfully, Elon Musk came along and decided to buy Twitter. Is of the nature that he wants to keep an eye on Twitter. They're not worried about Apple helping the Chinese government suppress its people. They're only worried about Twitter. Why Twitter? Why are they only worried about Twitter? Because Elon Musk is going to let the cat out of the bag. Can't have that. We're going to investigate Twitter. I mean, that's the use of government power just for partisan purposes.
Hmm. You know, Michael Goodwin, I was watching the NBC Nightly News last night, and they did a whole 10-minute piece on Herschel Walker and the domestic abuse allegations against him. And they had people, witnesses, domestic abuse that went on and on. They never once mentioned that the opponent, Warnock, also has domestic abuse allegations, even from his wife. What
tried to run her over.
Yeah. So didn't there used to be an editor? Somebody would say, hey, wait a minute, you got to put the other side in, too.
You know, I think they can't, Mark. And again, thank you for watching that nonsense. apparently somebody has to. But look, I think that they are in so deep that there's no way out. They cannot explain themselves, the media, the tech companies, the FBI. They've, I mean, this is now, I believe, an unholy alliance that must be cracked open. But they're not going to do it for us. They're not going to help. They're going to do everything they can. So if it means tipping the election, the Senate election in Georgia to try to keep Democrats in power. One of the oddest things, Mark, is that you and I are old enough to remember when the Democrats hated the FBI,
yeah.
Right? When they didn't trust law enforcement. Now they want the FBI to censor their opponents, to prosecute their opponents. I mean, this is a pretty shocking thing, and I think a lot of Republicans have been slow to recognize what has happened to the government, to the FBI. Just as I think a lot of Democrats, when they wake up to this, are going to say, "Wait a minute! I thought we were the party of civil liberties, right? When did we become the party of spying on other Americans and of prosecuting politics and of making sure that euthanasia patients are vaccinated?" When did we become that party? I hope a lot of more and more Democrats will ask themselves that.
Nah, I doubt it. Hey, using the FBI to go after your political opponent, that was charged like 2 and 4 against Nixon in the impeachment, wasn't it?
Sure. And J. Edgar Hoover, right? I mean, it's like J. Edgar Hoover is a hero to them now.
Yeah.
This is what he did. He did it, of course, to keep the government away from the FBI so he could corrupt it. But that's what he did. He threatened to use the powers of the FBI to prosecute people who meddled with the FBI, including, I mean, as Harry Truman said, everybody in Washington's afraid of J. Edgar Hoover.
Yeah. We only got like a minute left. Eric Adams, the trip to Qatar, the trip to Greece, the trip. What the hell is he doing? Why isn't he here fixing things?
I don't know. I think we have the same answer, Mark. It's, look, I think that he has taken his eye off the ball too much. And while I don't begrudge a mayor or anybody who works, who has that kind of responsibility from a break and all of that, I think there's just a lot more to do in New York. And I'm afraid that, once you take that break, and I don't just mean a short trip, the break of where you're not intensely focused, where you're no longer, visiting crime scenes, where you're no longer demanding the legislature help you with the criminal justice laws, where you let a whole election go by and you don't put the governor on the spot when it could have made all the difference in the world. And I never believed he was going to endorse Lee Zeldin,
yeah.
But he certainly should have used his leverage at that moment to get more out of Hochul. These are mistakes.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. These are mistakes. And the city's in crisis. I mean, it's just there's no denying that New York City's in a crisis. And the comeback from the COVID decimation and all the crime that was allowed to sprout is very iffy at this point.
Yeah.
It's not clear which way this is going to go.
Very good point. I read Michael Goodwin's column in yesterday's New York Post. It's up on the website. And you can get his column every Sunday and every Wednesday in the New York Post. Michael Goodwin, brilliant as always. Thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure, right. Mark. Thank you.
Take care. Check out the webpage. Yeah, if you don't know about this, Apple helped China put down the protests. And watch Tim Cook. Reporters try to ask him about it. Watch Tim Cook just run away from reporters. Hey, also, the media used to be legitimate. Watch this. This is years ago. Joe Biden was always a huge liar. You won't believe this. This is Network News covering it, reporting on his lying. Watch this stuff from years ago. It's a whole different world. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Well, we made it through the first hour, I think. Yeah, we got the phones working. We're in a brand new studio, brand new location, the massive iHeart headquarters down in Tribeca. We're moving out of there up to Midtown, all of our stations, one by one. We are in the new studios today. We're going to take a break for the news. If I'm not back, because during the news, I usually go to the little boys' room, And in the old place, although it was miles away, at least I knew where it was. So this thing is like a maze here. If you don't hear me in the next hour, it means I couldn't find my way back. Actually, it's not. I think it's pretty close here. It's like right down the hall. And we have a beautiful kitchen. You should see this thing. With no coffee machine, no anything in it yet. Just like cables hanging where everything's going to go. They forgot the most important stuff. The coffee machine and all that stuff. So we got a lot to get to. In the next hour, casino gambling in New York. What the hell are they pushing this? Well, we'll get to that coming up and a whole lot more. It's Mark Simone here, 10 to noon every day. Back right after the news on 710 WOR.